This is the DX Audio Service for November 1994. Mastered in dynamic digital. And welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of the DX Audio Service. I am Fred Vobey, sitting here in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company with your DX Audio Service. And as the announcement says, we're now in the land of ones and zeros. The entire magazine is being produced on a saw, not a type of thing you'd cut wood with, but a sound audio workstation. Everything is being recorded on hard disk and edited in a computer system and then dumped out to audio tape. And hopefully this will save us a lot of time. In fact, I know it does save us a lot of time. And it also should improve some of the quality on the magazine. So we'll see how this goes. And we've got a fully packed magazine. So let's jump right in with Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody.
Jerry Starr.
AM Switch.
Hi, everybody.
Jerry Starr.
AM Switch.
Hi, everybody.
Jerry Starr.
This is the AM Switch with your host, Jerry Starr, at WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. And now here's the Switchmeister himself, Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And we have three editions of the Switch to bring you this month. So we start with a big pile of call letter changes in reference number 344. 590 KTHX San Bernardino, California becomes KWLL. 710 WKRG Mobile, Alabama changing to WNTM. 760 KZXS San Antonio, Texas. If I had those calls, I'd change them too. They become KTKR. On 810 WCYK in Crozet, Virginia becomes WCNF. 860 KLZX Salt Lake City, Utah changing to KAPN. 900 WBGT Staunton, Virginia becomes WINF. 930 WTKZ Huntington, West Virginia changing to WRVC. On 1010 WXLX in Albemarle, North Carolina becomes WSPC. 1260 KXQZ San Angelo, Texas changing to KKSA. 1280 WABK in Gardner, Maine becomes WFAU. 1380 WTBL in Central City, Kentucky changing to WMTA. On 1400 KEYX in Visalia, California becomes KTHX. 1400 WPAS Zephyr Hills, Florida becomes WZHR. On 1440 CJOI in Wetaskiwin, Alberta becomes CKJR. 1460 WUFI Rantoul, Illinois changes to WBAN. On 1490 KBOL Boulder, Colorado changes to KBKS. 1510 KJMC Mineola, Texas changing to KVCI. 1530 WKDC Elmhurst, Illinois becomes WJJG. 1590 KQXK Springdale, Arkansas changing to KZRA. And finally on 1590 WCZN in Chester, West Virginia, they are changing to WAWA. And an interesting footnote to that, the station's call letter change has stirred up some problems. Seems there's a chain of stores in the area called Wawa, spelled WAWA, and they have filed a cease and desist order against the station and are considering a federal lawsuit if WAWA doesn't find another call. Our member in Chester, Dave Schmidt, reports that as of now, the station is using the WAWA call. Further down in 344, grants to existing facilities, one of interest on 1190 KBCO Boulder, Colorado, will become full-time as they add 150 watts at night. Their antenna becomes U1. In otherness, on 640 WWJZ Mount Holly, New Jersey, this silent station is back on the air. The station is now diplexed into the WIFI 1460 antenna system and is running at a reduced power of 700 watts. The special temporary authority from the FCC for this operation is good for 6 months, but can be extended for as long as the original site in Mount Holly is in dispute. As you may recall, the big antenna system built originally for WWJZ a few years ago is still intact, although the landowner has a restraining order barring broadcasting operations from that site. On 690 KUSD, Vermilion, South Dakota is silent. 730 KTRY, Bastrop, Louisiana is silent. 810 WSJC, McGee, Mississippi is silent. 960 WPMR, Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania also is silent. On 1010 WCST, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, this was reported to be on the air last month, but our local monitor in that area reports that they are still silent. A call to the station reveals they have no idea when that AM might return to the air. On 1150 KUHD, Port Neches, Texas, is silent. 1240 KSAC, Sacramento, California, this station will soon begin relaying KOQO, the 790 station. 1240 WBAX, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, this station now relays WEJL, 630 station from Scranton. 1340 KIDS, Springfield, Missouri, is silent. 1360 KSRX, El Dorado, Kansas, is on the air. 1380 WMTA, Central City, Kentucky. We mentioned they changed their calls. They were silent as WTBL. They are now back on the air. 1400 KBAG, Pagosa Springs, Colorado. The station is silent. 1400 WNUE, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. This former silent station is back on the air. Also on 1400 KTRC, Santa Fe, New Mexico. This station is silent. 1420 KZMO, California, Missouri, is silent. The owner is presently upgrading the FM station and then plans to take what he calls a long vacation before he worries about the AM station, so doesn't look like KZMO is going to return to the air soon. 1440 WSEL, Pontotoc, Mississippi, is on the air. 1450 WMGP, Meridian, Mississippi, another silent station back on the air. 1470 WBFC, Staunton, Kentucky, is silent. 1480 WNKY, Neon, Kentucky, this silent station has returned to the air. 1490 WVIX, Vicksburg, Mississippi, is silent. 1520 WREA, Dayton, Tennessee, is silent. On 1570, CKLM in Laval, Quebec, is silent. The station was ordered off the air in July by the CRTC. Seems their technical license expired in 1991, but they continue to operate. CKLM has also gone bankrupt, according to our reporter in the area, and the licensee cannot be found. And with this move, their relays on 900 at CJER, 1230 CJSA, and 1400 CKSJ are also silent. Finally, on 1600 KFNV, Faraday, Louisiana, this station is also silent. A footnote to this edition, if you're wondering what's happening with the expanded broadcast band, according to an article in Radio World, which, by the way, gave the National Radio Club a nice plug in the same issue, the computer-calculated allotment plan is now before the commissioners, but there have been some reconsideration petitions that have to be settled. About 600 stations applied to move to the expanded band, but the final computer tally shows spectrum space for less than 100. That was a number considerably less than the original FCC predictions. When the list is finally released, it will be followed by a 60-day reply period. The AM branch chief, Jim Bertle, seems to feel the earliest that new stations can begin broadcasting on the expanded band is early 1995. Our personal opinion is that is a very optimistic estimate. Moving on to AM switch reference number 345, just four call letter changes on 810 KKGD Rifle Colorado becomes KRGS. 1310 KEZJ Twin Falls Idaho changing back to KLIX. 1400 WNUE Fort Walton Beach, Florida. We told you this silent station just returned to the air. They'll have new calls WFUV. And on 1600, KWMX, Lakewood, Colorado, changing to KYGO. Applications from existing facilities, one of interest, 1270 WLAW. The new station not yet on the air in Fairhaven, Massachusetts, wants to change their city of license to North Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Grants to existing facilities on 1350 CKEG in Nanaimo, British Columbia. They will move to 1570 kilohertz with 10,000 watts day and night. They are moving to the facility that was left silent when CHUB moved to FM. By the way, we hope we're pronouncing the name of that city right. Perhaps someone who lives near there can tell us how to say it correctly. In otherness, on 790 WQSV, Ashland City, Tennessee, this silent station is on the air again. 810 KRGS, Rifle, Colorado. We mentioned their call letter change. They used to be KKGD. They are now back on the air. 1050 KTEZ Slayton, Texas, is silent. 1090 KFRD Belleville, Texas, this silent station is on the air. 1110 WZAM in Norfolk, Virginia, was silent for a number of years, came back on for a few months, and is now silent once again. 1310 KMYX Taft, California, Another silent station has returned to the air. 1370 WZAO, Moundsville, West Virginia. We believe this station is silent. According to an ad in Radio World magazine, they are asking for equipment donations, saying they lost their transmitter and other gear in a fire, so we assume that means this station is presently silent. 1430 WOIR, Homestead, Florida, is silent. 1490 CBDQ in Labrador City, Newfoundland, has a request to move to 105.1 FM, and if granted, they will simulcast for 1 year and then surrender their AM license, so grab that one if you can. 1510 KTID, San Rafael, California. This silent station has returned to the air. They are relaying the classical FM station, KKHI. 1520 KMAV, Mayville, North Dakota. This station is silent. And on 1660, some members have reported hearing a mysterious signal here with a variety of different kinds of music and no announcements. Here's what that is. It's in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's an experimental digital AM station that is broadcasting both a digital signal, which is unreceivable to the average listener, and an analog signal, which you should be able to hear on your normal receiver. The analog signal is radiating only 1.5 watts using a short temporary antenna called the Desert Storm antenna, since it was primarily designed to be part of the temporary portable broadcast stations the U.S. used during Operation Desert Storm. Immediate plans are to erect a full-sized antenna and raise the power to 10 kilowatts, so this frequency might be worth watching. And by the way, if you're a member in the Cincinnati area, we'd be interested to know exactly where this installation is located. With only 1.5 watts, the signal is reported to cover a 6 to 8 mile radius on ground wave, and as we said, reporters to NRC have reported hearing that at quite a great distance on Skywave at night. Finally, moving on to reference number 346, the following call letter changes on 560 WPHY, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Old Philly call is coming back. They become WFIL. 680 KNTE, Lacey, Washington returns to KLDY. On 830 KBOA, Kennett, Missouri becomes KOTC. 970 WANV, Waynesboro, Virginia becomes WVAO. On 1090, hate to see this one go, KING, Seattle, Washington, another one of those deals where the radio and TV facilities are split. The TV owners decide to keep the heritage call of KING, so the new AM owners must change. They've changed to KINF, which is short for information. On 1220, WMJK, Kissimmee, Florida becomes WOTS. 1230, KYOT, Phoenix, Arizona becomes KISO. Also on 1230, KZLO, Bozeman, Montana, changing to KOBB. 1240, KSAC, Sacramento, California becomes KSQR. 1400, KBZT, Indio, California, changing to KUNA. 1440, WVEI, Worcester, Massachusetts becomes WWTM. And on 1580, WIWO, South Bend, Indiana, changing calls again, this time to WHLY. Several interesting applications on 990 WNTY, Southington, Connecticut wants to go full-time by adding 80 watts at night. And on 1530 KDSN, Denison, Iowa wants to go full-time. They'll add 13 watts at night if approved. Some grants to existing stations on 680 WRMD, St. Petersburg, Florida becomes a full-time station. They add 125 watts at night. The antenna becomes U1. On 980 KICA, Clovis, New Mexico, reduces their night power to 118 watts and in the process becomes U1 from U3. And on 1150 WCEN, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, this station deletes their night power, becomes a daytime-only station, change their antenna designation in the log to D1. And under otherness on 880 WPIP, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, previous reports have said this station is on the air. Well, they're not. We were in Winston-Salem for 3 days this month and heard not a peep from WPIP, or should that be not a pip? On 960 WLPR, Pritchard, Alabama, this silent station has returned to the air. Also on 960 WFGL, Fitchburg, Massachusetts, erroneously reported to have returned to the air by several sources this summer. The station is still silent, at least as of today as we record this, but they have announced they will return to the air September 23rd of 1994, and hopefully our members in that area will let us know if this actually took place. Well, the Canadians continue to clear out the AM band on 970 CKCH, Hull, Quebec. This station is silent and the license has been deleted. Two rival networks have combined to form a company called Radio Media Incorporated and have turned in the licenses for one of their facilities in each market where there was a duplication due to the merger. Later on in otherness, we'll list five more stations that have also met with the same fate. Now, most of these deleted stations have very desirable powers and frequencies, so we imagine some applications for new facilities will fill these empty frequencies. All these stations ceased operation 6 p.m. on 9/30/94. 1030 WBGS, Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Despite reports this station is on the air, they are not. Our member in Point Pleasant reports that there are some sporadic site testing instances with unmodulated carrier, but never any audio. But that seems to indicate that WBGS is still a viable CP, so keep watching this frequency. On 1060, CJRP in Quebec, another one of those Canadian stations deleted in the merger. On 1090, WMFL Monticello, Florida is silent. 1140, CJTR Three Rivers, Quebec, another deleted station. 1170, WBRW Bridgewater Township, New Jersey, according to the new owners of this station, they expect it to return to the air by the end of the year. 1190, WOWO in Fort Wayne, the long-awaited announcement of WOWO's fate has been made by the new owners. The night power will be reduced to a level not yet specified, and the night directional pattern will be changed to allow the company's WLIB on 1190 in New York to operate full-time. Rumors that WOWO would be taken off the air or become a daytimer were false. 1220 WOTS Kissimmee, Florida. We mentioned their new call. They were WMJK. They were silent. They're back on the air. 1240 WWWC Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Station was silent for 6 years. It's now back on the air. 1270 WWCA Gary, Indiana is silent. 1280 CJMS Montreal, Quebec. Another one of those deleted Quebec stations. On 1420 CJMT Chicotomy, Quebec. Also deleted. 1430 WNFO Ridgeland, South Carolina is silent. 1470 WCFJ Ford Heights, Illinois. That's right, the city of Chicago Heights has officially changed its name to Ford Heights, Illinois, so make that change in your log. 1510 CJRS, the Sherbrooke Flamethrower in Quebec, that has also been deleted. 1580 KTGR Columbia, Missouri, this silent station has returned to the air. And finally, on 1590 WETT Ocean City, Maryland, despite a report this summer that the station would likely not ever return, it has been sold, and new owners plan to make the necessary extensive technical repairs, including replacement of the aging and rusting antenna system, and eventually plan to return it to the air. We expect that to happen sometime next year. WETT, of course, the station whose slogan has always been, "Everyone gets wet by the ocean." And that wraps up a rather extensive AM switch. In about a month, we'll see you with more stuff from the broadcast band, and we expect another equally large amount of information. A lot of things seem to be happening lately on the AM band. Right now, it's time for what is my personal favorite portion of the DX Audio Service, Travelog. Somewhere, we believe, maybe even home in Florida for a change, is John Bowker. John, take it away.
1, 2, 3.
And now, here's the big boy with the big boy voice.
5, 6, 7,
John Bowker!
Well, thanks, Jerry. Great seeing you in New Hampshire and everybody else, too. Hey, it was quite a convention, wasn't it? And before I let another minute pass, I want to give special thanks to Paul Mount and Dave Schmidt, Bruce Conti, and, of course, Mike Lance. The five of us had quite a time putting the travelogue together last time, and at the end I forgot to say thanks, fellas, but I really meant it, because you were participating so nicely, and it was an audience to play off, which is great. And as promised last month, this month we're home on the sun coast of Florida, and we're going to wrap up the 1190 dial position on today's tape. If only I could remember exactly where we were last month. Oh,
the best music, the most accurate, concise news. This is 50,000 Watt, WOWO, Fort Wayne.
You know, after spending all that money on jingles that we played for you last month on WOWO, they give a verbal, a spoken idea. I don't know. What do you say we move quickly to the Northwest? And we'll start our November 1994 travelogue in an outskirt of Madison, Wisconsin.
Benny Goodman with Liza Morrow on WMAD, AM 1190, Sun Prairie, Madison's home for the classic sounds of radio's golden age. Good morning, it's 9 o'clock.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell.
You know, that little station has had an on-again, off-again existence. We were up there 2 years ago, and it wasn't on the air at all. A week later, somebody else came through there, and there was Sun Prairie. What can we tell you? Let's move into Minnesota now. We've got a couple of IDs from the town of Wabasha, Minnesota. The first one from a couple of years back, in fact.
This concludes another day of broadcast activity for KWMB Radio in Wabasha, Minnesota. KWMB is owned by Radio Inkstead, Minnesota, Incorporated, with studio and transmitter located at Wabasha, Minnesota. KWMB operates on a federally assigned frequency of 1190 kilohertz and at a power of 1,000 watts. Have a good evening and join us tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
And then just recently, they updated their call sign to this.
The fun of Fox Country. This Friday at Wedgwood Park for a picnic lunch and great prize giveaways.
KMFX AMFM Wabasha Lake City, Rochester. KNFX AMFM Austin, Albert Lee, Spring Valley, Preston.
Hey there, gang. It's TJ Brown here. What?
Turner Williams. And you know what?
What's that?
We have got, we've been talking a little bit about the end of summer and, of course, the start of school. I hate to say it, but.
Yeah, you can tell those guys don't have any children of school age. The happiest day in one's life as a parent is the first day of school. Let's go out to the western border of Minnesota now. And it sounds like there's big happenings out here on Saturday night.
Family to the final night of racing for the 1992 season this Saturday night for U of O night and championship night at the Jackson Speedway. Race time is 8 p.m.
This is 1190 KKOJ, Jackson, Minnesota, Spirit Lake, Iowa. The new news is brought to you by United Prairie Bank in Jackson.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena. The Red Cross fears the death toll in yesterday's earthquake and tidal wave in Nicaragua could top 100.
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to head south now into the jaws of... Well, no, wait a minute. No, this better be a... Here's a better way to put that. Now what follows is an outstanding example of quality radio from Marshalltown, Iowa. And you might wonder why I change it. See, this is the hometown of Jim Snowbarger, our band scan editor. Let's listen to Marshalltown.
It's a minute before four at KDAL Marshalltown. I'm John Waters with Tommy James.
It's your hometown, Jim. We'll give KDAO a second shot at this. This is an all-music station, so, of course, they have Casey Kasem. Casey?
Count them down every week on American Top 40.
American Top 40, heard every Sunday, noon to 4 on 1190 KDAO, Marshalltown's music station.
Okay. Well, now we come to an even more interesting set of station breaks, I think. The 1190 dial position in Kansas City. They've had some interesting sounds over the years, and we have the most recent three call signs they've used, starting with this one that graced their radio speakers up until 1979.
Mostly clear in 68 at KCI, downtown mostly clear in 73. That's KQ News. I'm Jerry Jones.
This is KAYQ, Kansas City, Missouri.
CBS News, Mitchell Krause reporting on the CBS radio network.
And I should tell you that they use complete station breaks, at least they used to, frequently during the hour, two or three times, and usually, except at the top of the hour, they would use this cute little ditty. Bum, bum. I always thought that was kind of nice. Cute as it was, the Q, of course, standing for K-A-Y-Q, the Q for music, okay. Remember Mr. Albritton a few years back was on a buying spree that netted him, what, WJLA in Washington, among other things? Well, this is what he bought, at least on the AM dial, over in K-Land.
Stay with us for more music after the news.
This is radio by KJLA, 1190 AM stereo, Kansas City. Contemporary radio for contemporary living.
The time is 5 o'clock.
AP Network News. I'm Adrienne Mattil. A development that could help efforts to get Western hostages in Lebanon.
Say, did you notice that he used the term radio by KJLA? Rather interesting, I think. Listen to this last set of calls from the same 1190 spot in Kansas City. See if you notice any familiarity here.
Radio by KFEZ, Kansas City, Missouri, home of the NCAA Headquarters and Visitors Bureau. The time is 5 o'clock.
AP Network News, I'm Sandy Kozell.
A Lebanese official in Beirut calls the exodus of refugees from southern Lebanon a human catastrophe of tragic magnitude.
Okay, we're going to be moving south now into the hometown of the late Sam Walton, head of Walmart, remember? Tucked into the Northwest Lake District of Arkansas. Lovely territory. I just wish this station had shopped around a little for a hum filter.
Praise 1190 is KJEM, Bentonville, Bella Vista.
Bobby's 8 years old, and he's been diagnosed as having ADHD.
Well, we go now into the Southern Plain States, or one of the biggies on this frequency, one of the more respected stations at 1190 on the dial, I'd have to say. Over the years, anyway.
O'clock, 91 degrees at KLIF Dallas. We'll have the forecast coming up.
And after the music programs got through, KLIF switched to an all-talk format, and then for some reason changed their call sign, too. We'll tune in on a football game here.
Turf that Purdue has gained some fame about.
We're going to pause briefly here for station identification. This is Mutual, your network leader in radio sports.
You're hearing Notre Dame football on 1190 AM, KUII, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Notre Dame will be defending the goal to...
Sounds like CBS radio to me. Well, for whatever reason, KUII, that call only lasted a short time in Dallas. And today, if you pass through Central Texas, this is what you hear at 1190.
Do us a favor and tell your friends about Dallas-Fort Worth's Hot Talk Station. AM 1190, KGBS, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Attention home buyers. Did you know that the IRS has recently changed its longstanding position on the deductibility of certain closing costs associated with buying your new home?
Now, you ever heard of Beloit, Kansas? We'll check the winter wheat crop or whatever up there now.
The Righteous Brothers from KPSV, AM and FM in Beloit. Good morning, 6:59. News is next at 7 o'clock. Weather today, mostly sunny. Midday temps will be around 80 with afternoon highs of 90. Right now, humidity at 90%, barometer 29.86, northeasterly winds, couple miles an hour, 62 degrees at KPSV, AM and FM in Beloit at 7 o'clock.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. Good morning. Abortion rights activists will be demonstrating today outside the White House.
That Beloit, Kansas is right up on the Nebraska border. Let's go out to ski country.
Tune to KBCO, AM and FM in Boulder. I'll come in
last night. And that's all we've got from Boulder. We're going to have to get our listener out there, Wayne Heinen, to give us another break. Of course, we're all going to be in Boulder next Labor Day, aren't we? Or, you know, Denver or Aurora or someplace for the annual convention. That's right. It's going to be in Colorado. You'll be hearing more about that. Let's go down to Albuquerque and get our monthly Spanish lesson.
This is KXKS, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, 1190 AM, 10,000 watts, AM stereo.
Good grief, I've been taking Spanish lessons. I could understand every word she said. I can't understand. Oh boy, I tell you.
KXKS, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, 1190 AM, 10,000 watts, AM stereo.
I missed the word Portencia. Well, what could I tell you? Let's go down into the deeper southwest now. Here's a station that used to be a rock and roll top 40. You'll hear now that they have changed rather significantly. But they used to call their disc jockeys dealers. I wonder why. Listen.
Eagle 1190, KRDS, and Harvest, all that is in me, all that I am. Let's listen to more of Arizona's best Christian music as we now simulcast with Eagle 105.3 on KRDS AM, Taos and Phoenix.
Well, next we come to another city where the 1190 stations have had at least three call signs in the last decade or so. This is Anaheim, California, with call sign number one.
Coming up to exactly 4 o'clock in about 15 seconds. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Villani. KEZY Anaheim is 12.
And here's call sign number 2 in Anaheim.
KZE Anaheim.
Oops, we'll wait for that to re-cue and...
KPZE Anaheim.
Okay, and call sign number three.
From coast to coast, this is the ANA Radio Network. Stations, please identify yourselves.
AM 1190, the station that has something for everyone.
KORG, Anaheim, Los Angeles.
Now, let's see. You'd think they'd leave that KORG call sign, wouldn't you, for some station in Oregon? But they didn't.
Businesses in the country. Call 1-800-5A-SPACE for the location nearest you today.
And speaking of five, it's 5 minutes past 4 o'clock at KNBA Vallejo. I'm Walt Jamond, your host here on your country companion show, KNBA Vallejo, 1190 on the dial. Coming up in just a moment, we've got Rocking Sydney.
Of course, the people
Mike
in the San Francisco Hughes. Bay Area call right now, that like Valley Joe. That's the way it looks to be spelled to an English-speaking person. But the biggie on the West Coast comes from Portland, Oregon.
Fleet owner care from the power of intelligent engineering.
Good morning. It's 6 o'clock at 1190 KEX Portland. I'm Bill Cooper, along with Pat Boyle in the news. Our top story this morning deals with the case against Senator Packwood.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted you to know I got up early in the morning to pick up that very clean signal, don't you think so? We can't end our tour of 1190 without a tip of our hat to our northern neighbors.
1190 CJMR News at 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Jack Horahan. It's 17 degrees in Mississauga.
Okay. By the way, Canadian stations are only required to give what we here would call a legal ID once a day instead of once an hour, as is required in the United States. And that means most of the legal IDs are given after midnight. We don't make recordings after midnight. We don't do much of anything after midnight. Next month, we're going to be covering the 1200 dial position. And I'm going to play you a tape also of KYW that I made in Princeton Junction, New Jersey, on our way down from New Hampshire to Florida. And now, boys and girls, I am as anxious as you are to see if Jim Snowbarger has had the guts to push our boss, Fred Vobey, into finishing his band scan this month. And if so, does Jim still have a job on the audio service? Let's find out together. Jim's next.
Hey, did you hear what he said?
That's nice. Say thank you.
Yes, indeed, dear friends. Thank you, Mr. Bowker, and welcome into another edition of the program we call Band Scan. It's your chance to take a look up as well as
down
our beloved AM radio band, as seen from various listening points around the country.
Yep.
And as you may recall, last month we were in Lima, Ohio.
I remember that.
We were browsing up through the channels, listening to Fred's expert commentary as we went through the mess there. Got up to about 12:20. Highlights were that WLS was pretty weak, KMOX was strong, and wow, whoa, was one heck of a signal.
One heck of a signal.
And WHO wasn't too bad either.
Who?
But not much out of Pittsburgh.
Huh.
Some strange things struck me as we went through there. Well, we're into the mundane regionals and locals now, and I think to foreshorten the torture that usually implies, no matter where you're listening to it, we'll take highlights from the top part of the band from Lima, Ohio, this month on your DXAS band scan.
12:30. You can just pretty much write this off. Local channel. Same way with 12:40. 12:50. A little bit of talk from WGL in Fort Wayne, Indiana. 12:60. The music there that you hear is from I got to look it up in the book here. Anyways, it's, what is it, Jim? Indianapolis, Indiana on 1260.
Rebounds from Buck Williams to Lissy Rezon. That's a look at the Pacers and the Trailblazers on tonight's head-to-head.
Okay, there we go. 1270. Interesting frequency because usually WXYT is in there. Marysville, Ohio happens to come in here ever so often, which has a tendency to really kind of screw up the band because when they're in there, they just put nothing but a real bad heterodyne in there. They're 500 watts at nighttime, but they have a tendency to get up here pretty good. 1280. Defiance, Ohio, WONW.
Neville on WONW.
Thank you very much. By the way, just as a side note and a little joke there, when I worked up in that area, we used to say that the call letters stood for "We offer nothing whatsoever." Let's go over to 1290. 1290, this is a real testifying station to the technology of antenna design. Did you hear the girl say WHIO there? That's Dayton, Ohio, which is approximately 60 miles to the south of me, and they don't get in hardly at all into Lima. You go up by Houghton Lake, Michigan, where there's a 1290, and they actually pound in there at night. 1300, nothing. 1310. Talk is coming out of Indianapolis. The oldies music you hear in the background is from Detroit. 1320. Probably about the only thing in there is Lansing, Michigan, if anything. This band just, this frequency just kind of tends to go nuts at night.
First day of Christmas.
1330, the next Jerry Star frequency. For me, it lands WFIN out of Findlay, Ohio. And a few other stations that happen to come in here from time to time. 1350, you can hear it in there. Akron, Ohio on 1350 WSLR. Whistler 1350 is all you need to know to win. Okay, old slogan there. 1360 is pretty well shot. Nothing really of any consequence on there. 1370.
But this is as good as it gets.
At WSBD of Toledo, Ohio. 1380. Well, pretty much you hear just some country and western music. That's WQHK out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. A bunch of other stations have a tendency to come in and out of that frequency ever so often. 1390 is one of those frequencies that nothing, really any consequence comes in here during the daytime. It's usually the Bell, WBLL, out of Bell Fountain, Ohio. They're only 81 watts at nighttime, so I usually don't get much of anything. 1400, local channel. 1410. A little bit of WING in Dayton, Ohio. Oops. Let's try getting the right frequency. 1420. Again, another frequency which happens to yield pretty much nothing. 1430. It's going to be another frequency which just kind of takes and pulls in a lot of garbage. 1440. Got a little bit of Inkster, Michigan in there. Has a tendency to come in from time to time. 1460. Will come in and out of 1460, and it's usually just, you know, it's either Skip or, you know, sometimes a WBNS out of Columbus, Ohio will be in there, but it's not always there. 1470. Can you hear the urban music in there? That's the XWOHO. It's now WWWM in Toledo, Ohio. Station behind it, I believe, is Peoria. That's the one that's usually in there knocking about. 1480, another frequency which just kind of happens to have a lot of nothing on it. 1500. This has a weird head on it for some reason. Okay. The guy talking there, WTOP out of Washington. There's no WLQV in there at all tonight. And that's possibly some KSTP in the background. And let's see. Over on 1510. Got a nice growl in there.
They could not solve. And ladies and gentlemen, we are
WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee.
Living in a generation where we're beginning.
Okay, 1520. The black music that you hear in there is, you take the pick of the call sign, WJCM or WVOI. So that's Toledo, Ohio. And guess what, Jerry? They're on their day pattern. It's 1021 at night. Okay, let's go over to 10 or
my feet and my feet are sore.
1530.
I left it
WCKY.
From Peoria.
1540. KXEL. 1550. If anything, there we go. CBE out of Windsor, Ontario. 1560. Now, since I think they're running the con system still on WQXR. No, I guess not. That's 1560 out of New York City. 1570. St. Thomas is about the only thing that ever comes in on that. 1580. I have no idea what's doing. What's on 1580 here. Obviously, somebody's relaying somebody.
In 1970, and right now at home, there's
1590. If anything, this is Akron, Ohio. WAKR. 1600. A lot of nothing there.
So it often goes, don't you know, don't you know.
That's right, but we have only hardcore DX types listening to this program, and we know it, so we don't worry about it. You just never know what kind of fine noise is going to be of interest to a DX hardcore addict. Thank you, Fred. That was nice. Nice trip up and down the band from Lima allowed us to take the trip without ever leaving the farm. That's the kind of trip I like best. Hey, this month I heard from Wayne Heinen. Just heard from Wayne Heinen. And he gave us a nice view of Denver by day. So we're going to get that on in coming months. Also expecting to hear from Skip Dabblestein and a daytime view of Minneapolis any day soon. He promises to go to the trouble of editing together legal IDs from each of these stations as he goes up the band, and that would be just terrific. Now, that takes a lot of work. We may have to pay him extra to do that, but anyway, he acts inclined, so looking forward to that. Also looking forward to hearing from you and a view of what it sounds like from your part of the country. Do a scan on tape, drop it in the mail with the following address. Send them to me, Jim Snowbarger. That's S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, by the way. And I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. We'll see you next month.
You know, John, I think Jim should be happy. I don't know where that W-E-R-K, your fire jingle went to. It's somewhere around here. Let's take a look at the DX change on the DX audio service. And we have, in no particular order, Al Merriman at Post Office Box 66 in Annandale, let's get that right, Annandale, Virginia, 22003-0066. Telephone number is 703-354-2135. Is offering an AR-22 light-duty rotor, working but in need of a good cleaning and lubrication. Control box is excellent for $30. An MFJ 1024 outdoor active antenna, nearly new, for $50. And a Heathkit AA18 monophonic audio amplifier in good condition, $10. All items will be postpaid. Bill Swiger at Route 1, Box 142A in Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330, is offering a Hammerlin HQ 140 for $150, a Hammerlin S100 speaker for $75, and a Hammerlin S200 speaker for $100. Bill is also looking for a manual or a copy of a manual for a B&W 370 and a manual or copy for the WRLQ multiplier. Also for sale, we have from Dick Truax, a MWT-2 regenerative tuner preamplifier designed by Mark Conley and built by Al Merriman. All the gain you could ever want from a wire or loop antenna, $100. Contact Dick Truax at the following telephone number. The telephone number is 812-246-6377. And that's our DX change in this edition of the DX Audio Service. It's time now to take a look at the DX Audio Service DX Time Machine from the pages of DX News from 50 years ago, from the September 9th, 1944 DX News Magazine. Bill Gabriel Jr. of Lakewood, Ohio, reported on his visits to stations in Mexico City, ranging from the modern studios of XEQ and XEW to those of XEFO, where plaster was peeling off the walls, and XERC, with a broken-down brick wall around it, and chickens and little kids in the yard. Obviously, he never saw a WTTO in 1520 back in the late 60s up in the Commodore Perry Motor Inn in Toledo. From the September 23, 1944 DX News Magazine, the National Radio Club will become a broadcast band-only club with the discontinuance of the shortwave radio section. In a tie-breaking vote, Ernie Cooper of Brooklyn, New York, was elected chairman of the board for the National Radio Club. Also from 50 years ago, in the October 14, 1944 DX News Magazine, Joseph Lippincott of CeeLo, North Carolina, submitted a one-and-a-half-page article on how to DX for transatlantic stations and how to verify those stations. Also from 50 years ago, in the October 7, 1944 DX News Magazine, WCOL on 1230 wrote that they would sign off Tuesday mornings if it could be shown that this would benefit all United States DXers and not just those in the Northeast. If WITH on 1230 would also sign off, and if there is assurance that no other station will come on and block a DX program. How about that for a proviso? And that's our look at the DX time machine from 50 years ago on the National Radio Club's DX audio service. And we'll catch you on side two with more DX stuff right here on your DX audio service for November 94.